Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bishop strikes out. 1 out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Haas strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. English reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hornsby strikes out. 2 outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor strikes out. two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. English strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley bunts towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. English fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Dykes scores. Earnshaw moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-1. Athletics. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Lefty Grove now pitching. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Cliff Heathcote. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Carlson now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carlson, and towards English, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hornsby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Cubs 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 7-3. Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler is called out on strikes. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Cubs 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop strikes out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Cubs 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Neff now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to home to get Hornsby. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.